Welcome to Creativity Talks with me, Susan Yates, artist, author, and creative entrepreneur. This show discusses topics around my fundamental belief that everyone is creative. Each week, through mindset talks, listener questions, and guest interviews, I will help to inspire you and bring creativity into your daily life. So grab a cuppa, sit back and relax, and let's get stuck in. Hello, creative friends, and a huge welcome to episode 20 of Creativity Talks. Now, 20 episodes feels to me like a great big milestone or achievement, and I still feel like Creativity Talks is in its infancy, and I'm beginning to become familiar with the process of creating a podcast, and the interviews that I've just had some wonderful interviews with beautiful creatives over the last few weeks and months, but there are still just so many people to speak to and talk to about creativity that I'm very excited for all of the episodes coming up for the rest of this year and also into next year. Now, as you may have noticed, I've actually just switched the podcast from being weekly to actually fortnightly, which gives me the ability to think a little deeper about the topics that I'm going to be discussing, to fit it in properly into my working schedule, and to really enjoy every episode, create every episode with a sense of joy and creativity, so that when I do deliver or drop a podcast episode to you, it is done thoughtfully and with care, and that I have the chance to interview people and not rush the interviews, really enjoy them and select some fantastic creatives to share with you. So next week we've got another interview coming up, and in case you missed last episode with Stacey Bloomfield, we had a beautiful interview discussing all about creativity and her background and her business and her book Give Yourself Margin. So don't forget to go back through the episodes, go through and pick ones that you feel are things and topics you perhaps need to hear from me and need to hear at the point of time at which you're scrolling through podcasts and need a little bit of feedback. These podcast episodes are very much, they're not necessarily fixed in a period of time. You can listen to these in a year's time, 2 years' time. The advice within the episodes where I talk on my own and I discuss a mindset topic like today, you can listen to them at any point. And the interviews will always be of interest. Again, in 6 months' time, a year's time, it'll be really interesting to still go back and listen to these episodes and enjoy them. So I hope that is a good introduction to today and to the podcast. And if you haven't listened before and this is your first podcast episode you're listening to, a huge welcome. My name is Susan and this is all about creativity. We're talking about creativity. We're focusing on how we can become more creative, how we can focus on the journey of creating and making art or whatever it is that you create and make, and, you know, have a good old discussion about how important creativity really fundamentally is and what it does for us as people and as humans. So let's move on to today's topic. So for today's episode, I'd like to focus on the topic of taking risks creatively and discuss about making mistakes and giving yourself permission to do both of these things. Now, this particular topic discussion has raised itself within my sketching membership group Inspire several times. And this month I decided to record a Tea with Susan discussion, a video that was around 10 minutes long, encouraging my sketching members, so people that are part of my membership that do tutorials with me and sketch every month and are part of this beautiful community. And it was all about encouraging them to get over a mindset issue that many creatives or people coming to art, sketching and creating for maybe the first time or returning to it after a break come up against. And this big barrier, this big block that we very often need to shift out of the way is this fear of going wrong, is this fear of making a mistake, and us assuming that making a mistake is a bad thing. Now, what I want to encourage you today, and I think this whole episode is completely focused on helping you to take some shifts in your mindset to do with creativity, and hopefully assisting you to break down some mental barriers and to create a little more freely and with ease and without some of the worry or blocks that can stop us from creating. And these aren't physical barriers, these are mental barriers, things that we sort of put up ourselves sometimes, and they get in the way of our creativity. And this is all this is really all about making mistakes is okay. Doing things wrong or, you know, taking risks is all okay. So when I'm talking about taking risks and making mistakes, what I'm talking about is giving yourself freedom to experiment in whatever way it is that you do. Now, many people that I teach within my own workshops and courses and membership are learning to sketch and draw or do printmaking. And therefore, to learn to sketch and draw, there's usually pencils and pens involved, and you've got to put those to paper and draw certain things. And very often it can feel like when you're doing something for the first time or you're following a tutorial that you may have made a mistake or you've gone wrong. And again, if we were working in a medium such as watercolour paint, if you've done a painting or a little sketch on a page and then you splodge a bit of paint somewhere it wasn't intended, that could be perceived as a mistake. And it can be frustrating, incredibly frustrating, when something doesn't end up the way that you planned, or you've made, you know, a mistake, you've taken something away or added something that you didn't intend and it's not gone right for you. And what I want to sort of encourage within a practice such as sketching, drawing, painting, or any creative practice, is that making mistakes is okay. It's part of the process. And I think if you're coming to creativity or a place of creating for the first time or after a break, this taking of risks and trying new things or making mistakes is one of the hardest barriers to break, and certainly one of the biggest mental barriers to overcome. Now, personally myself, as somebody who could be perceived as a bit of a perfectionist, certainly as a printmaker, there's an inclination to want to get every print perfect, have the paper clean, and there's a certain process and a way of doing things where you encourage yourself to be perfect. I mean, of course, I'd like to, every time I pick up a pencil, every time I create a print, every time I do something in a sketchbook, for it to be incredibly pleasing and to be perfect and to turn out exactly how I want it. But I am fully aware that's not realistic. It's never going to happen that way. And I shouldn't put that much pressure on myself to create perfect things straight away. We need to let go of perfectionism and whatever level you have it. Some people, myself included, incline towards being very perfectionist and wanting things to be neat, tidy, accurate, perfect, correct, all these sorts of things where it's all right first time and we don't make mistakes, it's all perfect. Other people are a little more relaxed or don't really have that hankering for perfectionism, and that's great. Everyone is different. But we can still not be perfectionists but not want to make mistakes. And I think everyone, you know, you don't want to make mistakes. And it is a very negative word, mistake or going wrong. And I'm not a huge fan of negative language, but I think you all know what I mean when I say you don't want to make a mistake or you don't want to go wrong. You know, you want a perfect sketchbook where every page you turn it over and it's beautiful. And I certainly know myself that if I'm scrolling through Instagram or perhaps Facebook, and you see these beautiful videos of artists flicking through their sketchbooks, and every page is a beautiful work of art. And I applaud those artists who have these beautiful sketchbooks. And okay, some of my sketchbook pages are beautiful, but some of them are really not. Some of them are complete experiments and explorations. And for me, that's what a sketchbook or any creative practice should be. It should have this fundamental experimentational taking risks bit involved in the early stages. So for example, if you are creating a series of paintings, you're going to perhaps want to start with some idea concepts or some colour swatches, maybe do some rough sketches, some base layers. You're going to want to sketch very small in a sketchbook. Before you even go to the canvas to create a finished piece, there are the studies, the working ideas, the mistakes, the risk-taking, the trying out different layouts before you even think of that finished piece. And so this whole making mistakes is not making mistakes. The whole concept of making mistakes is actually taking risks and experimenting to find the right pathway for you in your creative practice. So for example, if I am going to produce a finished print, let's say, this begins for me as a series of ideas in my head that then translates to perhaps notes on a piece of paper or in a journal where I just, with a pencil or a biro or any kind of pen, make some notes as to some idea concepts or where I could go to source material, where I could go to take photographs, where I could, you know, all these sort of ideas that play around in my head with perhaps how large or small the ideas would be, different subject matters and themes. It's just getting the idea out of my head onto paper and just sort of writing a few things down. Maybe that then moves into being little thumbnail sketches or tiny studies. Then I start to research, I start to do pencil sketches, ink sketches, work in different mediums. And from there, we have some slightly more in-depth studies or pieces of work before a finished print is completed. And the in-depth studies would be where perhaps if I was doing a lino cut print, I would design the lino cut and carve it out. And then an in-depth study would be maybe I try it in different colours before I finish the edition with the finished colour, the finished final colour palette that I choose. So with every creative project, there's this foundational stage that is the place where you take those risks, where you push the boundaries, you experiment, and you make the mistakes, because that is where the gold happens. That is where you're out of your comfort zone, you're trying something different, you're experimenting with new layouts, themes, mediums, ways of working, and you're pushing your creativity into new places it's never been before. You're breaking those boundaries, you're making those connections, and this stuff is just pure gold. It's amazing. This is where the really beautiful stuff happens, is in this space where you're taking the risks and you're experimenting and you're trying new things out. So for example, if you are working in a sketchbook or you're some form of visual artist, this could be that you start to mix different themes. You play with composition, or maybe you try mixing one media you've never used before with another medium that's never worked with it. Maybe it's a different colour combination you've never experimented with. So, you know, what I really encourage you to do is enjoy this phase of the creative process, this phase where you're pushing your boundaries and giving yourself permission to make mistakes. And something that I, you know, regularly try and tell students that work with me and do tutorials with me or in my sketching membership is, don't be afraid of making mistakes. You know, what's the worst that can happen? You do something in a sketchbook, it goes wrong, you do something where you've pushed it too far and actually you wish you'd taken it back a step. Okay, never mind, turn the page, start again, do something else. It's this journey that we take ourselves on in the creative process and where we're giving ourselves permission to take risks and giving ourselves permission to make mistakes and experiment freely without judging ourselves. that's where the really magical stuff happens. And that's where often great pieces of art come from, whether it's illustration work, whether it's, you know, fine art, whether it's whatever it might be. It's those phases where we're allowing ourselves to try different combinations and experiment that something somewhere will just click, and then you've got it and it's clicked, it's just worked. But you have to go through that very uncomfortable phase first, and that's okay. So one thing I urge you to do whilst listening to this podcast, or after listening to this podcast, whether it's today, tomorrow, a week from now, is the next time you come to your creative practice, and perhaps you're in the early stages of experimenting with something, you know, sit down at your desk, your table, your art space, your studio, whatever environment you are in, and start your session by giving yourself permission to make a mess, to take a risk, and to make as many mistakes as you need to progress through your creative journey that day. So give yourself permission to take risks. Give yourself permission to make mistakes. And from that starting point, you've broken down your barriers. You've broken down those blocks, that fear of the blank page, that fear of going wrong, before you've even started your creativity for that day. And from this place of giving yourself permission to make mistakes and take risks, hopefully many ideas will come about. New ideas, new combinations, new ways of working that push you, that challenge you, that take you out of your comfort zone. Because that out of the comfort zone is that, it is a fine balance, and it's difficult to get there because we like being comfy. Of course we do. We like doing something we like. I enjoy, you know, doing something that I'm familiar with, that I'm good at, that is comfortable for me. But when you take that little step out of that comfort zone, you combine what you know already and are comfortable with a new thing, that's when you really start to grow as a creative. You develop your artistic language in whatever medium that you choose to express yourself creatively. You break those barriers, you push yourself forwards, and you develop as an artist. And one thing that is just so important for me in my discussions in creativity talks, this podcast, and in the way that I hopefully guide people to be more creative and teach artistic subjects, is this idea of being on a journey and of constantly stopping at new stations, picking something up and continuing on that journey and growing, learning, developing, so that every day you're better than the day before. Every day you've learnt something new compared to yesterday. And with every year that goes by, your artistic language and capabilities are advancing. And you're becoming, you know, better or more informed as an artist, or you're enjoying it more as an artist. Whatever medium you're using, I want you to enjoy it, to experiment, to play, and you become more confident through this. Because every time we push ourselves out of comfort zone, we learn something new, and our knowledge base grows, and we become more confident because we know more things. And then your creativity expands, it blooms, it flourishes, and the only way is up. It can only be a better place to be when you've learnt more things, when you've challenged yourself, pushed yourself, and your artistic language is much more vast and wide than a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And one final thing that I want to talk about is, making those mistakes is great, taking risks is great, and yes, it's uncomfortable and it pushes ourselves out of our comfort zone, but it's also important to sometimes step back and evaluate what made it a mistake and what experiments you made, but what did you learn from making said mistake? What did you learn from combining X with Y? What did you learn from taking a particular risk or experimenting in a way that you've never done before? By sometimes stepping back and evaluating our mistakes, we really understand the benefit of that part of the creative process, that uncomfortable phase where we're not sure if it's quite right, we've gone down a path that we're not really sure we should have gone down. But if we can stop and evaluate and go, okay, what am I learning here? What have I learned here? You can then decide, okay, let me carry on down this path, or hang about, how about I just jump to another path, start a new experiment, start a new risk, take a new leap, and then I go down that path. And again, evaluate once you've done some experimentation down that next pathway. So I think making mistakes is a natural, normal part of a creative process. And I also think that taking these risks and giving yourself permission to take a risk and experiment is a really hugely vital part of the creative process. And without it, is it really a creative process? I don't know. If you're not creating, if you're not experimenting and taking risks, are you just doing the same thing as before? Food for thought for you. So I think the huge takeaway from today's episode of Creativity Talks is this: giving yourself permission to break boundaries and to enter new territories and to go down new pathways, combining themes and mediums in ways that you've never done before, and giving yourself permission to take those risks. It's fine to make a mistake. What's the worst that can happen? You make a mistake, you learn from it, you move on. Maybe you do it again. Maybe you've created a new artwork, a new process. That's how some of the best discoveries in the world come about, is through weird chance experiments or byproducts of something else. So allow this to happen. Embrace it. It is a really wonderful creative experience to just give yourself this permission to immerse yourself in breaking boundaries and barriers. And so that's something that I definitely feel myself, from allowing myself to make mistakes or to smudge a sketchbook page, or start a sketchbook page by smudging it and then working into it, is this real sense of freedom. And it's like a weight being lifted off your shoulders, because you're not constantly worrying about going wrong or perfection or I can't do this or I can't do that. There's just this freedom of, okay, so I can have a go here. I can have this idea, but I can also have this idea. I can combine this idea with that one, this medium with that one. Let me take this risk. Let me have a go. Let me see what happens if. And all of this is supporting one of the fundamental parts of creativity, which I think is curiosity. Curiosity and creative play. And by removing these blocks, by giving yourself permission, you're giving yourself space to be curious. Curious to what happens if. What happens if I try this? What happens if I do that? So be curious, experiment, and go make some mistakes. So I hope you found today's mindset discussion a really helpful and interesting one. And as I said at the beginning of the episode, feel free to rewind, to re-listen to this at any point that you need to, or go back to any of the previous episodes of Creativity Talks, whether it's an interview with a fellow creative, or whether it is me talking about creativity and talking about these mindset shifts that we can make. Do feel free to listen at any point. And don't forget to share Creativity Talks with friends, family, other creatives that you feel might be interested. And if you have any topics that you would like to hear me discuss or talk about, do drop me an email, hello@susanyates.co.uk, or go and find the Creativity Talks Instagram account or webpage and connect and ask me any questions about creativity. Or if you'd like to be a podcast guest and you have a topic that you would like to discuss that is to do with creativity, I am all ears and I am open to more interviews. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of Creativity Talks. To see the show notes and to find out more about how you can get more creative, go to www.creativitytalkspodcast.co.uk or search for the hashtag Creativity Talks. If you enjoyed the show, please let other people know about it by sharing this episode or the podcast webpage. You can also leave a review on whatever platform you are listening on. All reviews and recommendations are deeply appreciated and help to ensure that I can continue to make more episodes and inspire as many people as possible. Take care and stay creative.